This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
1 week from today, Men's Room World Tour stop number 2 happens at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila's opening day broadcast. Live Big Dummy from 2 until 6. There'll be Men's Room IPA on draft. There'll be tacos to eat. There will be tequila to drink. Mm-hmm. And hopefully if you're on your way down to the ballpark, stop in and see us, man, and join us for the live broadcast.
Yeah, why the hell not?
2 to 6. All right, the game is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK. Who is our next contestant? Ready to play the big game.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola,
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Matt. Are you drinking a Men's Room IPA there, Matt?
No, I'm just smoking a little weed today.
Okay, all right. All right, Matt, here you go. Men's Room poll. Pick a walk-up song. What does the fox say? Baby shark, peanut butter jelly, or I will always love you?
I gotta be like, I will always love you. It's so powerful.
Sorry, I just farted, man. Yeah, man. Sorry. All right, Matt. Here is your question. In the game of Scrabble, how many points is the letter K worth?
Jesus. I avoid Scrabble like I avoid the plague because like I'm a bad speller. So I'm going to just guess 5. I have no idea how the game of Scrabble even works.
Well,
it is exactly 5 points.
5. Hang on. One and done.
Before we let you go, a true or false question. True or false, Father's Day is the busiest day of the year. Father's Day is the busiest day of the year for KFC.
I don't know. I want that to be true, so I'm going to say true.
Believe it or not, it's Mother's Day.
Oh, because moms don't want to cook.
The busiest day of the year, in the U.S. anyway, for KFC is Mother's Day.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. Do mothers want KFC on Mother's Day?
Well, maybe it's where you took her to brunch, and in the nighttime, let's get a bucket of chicken.
Okay, that's a good call, Ted.
I thought you were saying take her to KFC for brunch. I'm like, I don't think she'd be happy about that.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Just saying, if somebody said to you, hey, and I know you're not the biggest brunch guy, but hey, we're going to brunch at 10:30, then we have KFC later. You'd be like, that's solid day.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to eat that much for brunch then.
I would do KFC for brunch. Like, let's just skip the middleman. Get some Eggs Benedict and some KFC, man.
I mean, look, you buy a bucket of KFC and a couple waffles, you're having brunch.
Hello, Toby. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Toby, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober. All right, Toby, are you drinking a Men's Room 20th anniversary lager?
No, some space dust, a little weed,
little coke and a little bit of ketamine.
All right. Okay, well, that's a pretty good contact. Are you able to live there a healthy life, Toby?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Great health.
All right. Yeah, why do you ask, Mike?
So is today a day off or is this an average day?
A day off.
Oh, right, right. I'm going to work right now.
Yeah. I'm a pilot. All right, Toby, pick a walk-up song.
Like, Toby, just a few. You don't always have to be that honest.
Yeah,
I mean, I respect it. But
all right, Toby, what's your walk-up song going to be? What does the fox say, Baby Shark, Peanut Butter Jelly, or I Will Always Love You?
What does the fox say?
What does the fox say?
I feel like that's the sound in your head right now.
I love this song.
Great!
All right, Toby. God damn, buddy.
What does he say?
I'm trying to figure it out for years.
Yeah, man.
You're on the right path.
Ketamine.
All right. Here's your question. What does dim sum mean in English? Does it mean little bites, warm pillows, or touching heart?
I would go warm pillows.
Little tiny bites.
Touching heart.
Oh, touching heart.
I don't know why we call it dim sum, but that's what it means. Maybe it means you're going to have heart disease. You know?
Reaching out.
All right, Toby, my ketamine buddy. What famous mobster played banjo in a prison band?
I'll go Al Capone. I don't
know.
Yep. You got it.
It was Al Capone. Yeah. I was like, famous mobster. Comes to mind first.
Not an easy instrument to play.
No.
It's incredibly complicated.
It's only got 5 strings, 1 for each toe. You know, if you play it authentically.
Yeah.
Big W!
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Mark, you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Oh, I am on Team Sober for the moment.
All right, Mark. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Big old line
of okay, opening day is next Thursday. Pick your walk-up song. What does the fox say? Baby Shark, Peanut Butter Jelly, or I Will Always Love You?
Mark, you're why people hate karaoke.
I thought that was Whitney Houston on the phone, man.
I mean, for one blistering second, like she came back from the dead.
I think I want to have this as my walk-up song, and also, oddly, I'm crying, just staring at the picture.
Damn it!
I'm just going to throw it a hit you at that point. Like, he's weirding me out, man.
He wants this guy.
You know what I'd like to do, man? It's like reprogram someone's doorbell to that song.
Oh. That'd be a good prank.
Absolutely, because I would visit them once a day, every day.
Send the kids over?
Yeah. Hey, go see if they're home. That'd be cool. All right. Your question, what plant does the vanilla bean come from? What plant?
Vanilla plant?
I mean, technically, yes.
Kind of with them on there. It's a white flower, whatever it is.
A lot of people give this flower as a homewarming gift.
Azalea?
Nope.
A lily?
The orchid.
Oh, yeah. It's an orchid.
It's an orchid. All right, your question. Where on the human body is the ulnar loop? The ulnar loop.
Elnor Loop.
You're tracking the finger.
Ah.
The finger.
Ow.
So when you flip someone off, tell them, look at my owner loop, bitch. All right, your question. What is the name of the summer camp in the Friday the 13th movies?
I don't believe they ever did find precious stones in that water.
That sounds like a porn star to me.
Yes, it does.
Like, if someone said that's my stage name, I'd be like, all right, that makes sense.
I believe it. Camp Lupus?
Camp Lupus. Hey, I like the guess, man. Throw something out there. That would be Camp Crystal Lake.
Oh. All right, Mark, you're on question number 4.
Great.
Question number 4, the Portuguese man of war is a type of what?
Jellyfish.
Yep. Nice job.
By the way, our boy Toby, the call in ketamine and cocaine.
Yeah.
Let's see. Someone says, I want Toby's number. ketamine and coke on a Thursday afternoon. Metal AF.
Jesus.
Yeah, people are digging you, man.
Coke and Special K.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Harrison. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Harrison, are you on team sober or team not sober? Sober?
Yes, sir.
Are you being held captive?
No, I'm sick.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's sick, dude.
All right, Harrison.
He didn't say no.
Pick a walk-up song. What does the fox say? Baby shark, peanut butter jelly, or I will always love you?
I will always love you.
All right, Harrison, your question. What dessert has a custard base and a burnt caramelized top?
Creme brulee.
Oh, what it done for the sick man.
All right, hang on there, creme brulee. True or false question for you. I am wearing red underwear. True or false?
False.
Well, what color are they?
They're blue today.
Big dummy!
What? Ah, and I'm just picturing you rocking
red underwear. I don't think I have any red underwear. I got a lot of black. There's a camel pair, which is funny. Then I can't find my pants.
I currently have red underwear on.
Do you have red underwear on?
I do at this very moment.
Like red or like maroon?
Oh, no, it is red.
Bright red? Yeah. That's red, is that?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Mine are blue.
All right.
Mine are black.
Ooh. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I figured you guys
out. Team black.
It doesn't make it look bigger. Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Amanda, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober.
What are you doing over there, Amanda?
I am smoking on that Lifted Cannabis, the oil paper. Shout out Lifted Cannabis.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Amanda. You get to pick a walk-up song for opening day. What does the fox say? Baby shark, peanut butter jelly, or I will always love you.
Peanut butter jelly time.
I mean, strictly speaking, this is the closest to any walk-up song because there's a baseball bat involved.
That is a good point. That's a good point. All right, Amanda, here is your question. Who created the game show Wheel of Fortune?
I'm going to go with maybe Pat Sajak.
Not a bad guess. Merv Griffin.
Merv Griffin.
Merv Griffin created all those shows, didn't he?
A lot of the game shows that
he
watched.
Right, he did that. He did Wheel. He did Jeopardy. What are the ones that he did?
Like Joker's Wild, maybe. Okay. The dude has a pretty long history with game shows, for sure.
Now I know.
Now you know. All right, Amanda, here's your question. Let's see if you know this. A man by the name of Euclid. He was an ancient Greek what? Philosopher, astronomer, mathematician, or doctor?
I want to say a philosopher.
Doctor?
Mathematician.
Mathematician.
Oh. E-U-C-L-I-D. I know how to spell his name.
Well, at least you got that part down.
I saw this post today that said, you ever notice how math teachers never get sick, but your English teacher's always pregnant?
Is that wrong? Thinking back, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Except the one. Man, oh, man. Ooh. All right, your question. The material nylon is named after what two cities?
New York and London.
Wow. Good job, Amanda.
All right, Amanda.
Great job.
I always wanted to do one between Fargo and Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
Fartoma. That's what I'd have called it, yeah. Fartoma. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Ken, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober and driving.
You're sober and driving. Okay, Ken. Opening day baseball. 1 week from today. Live broadcast from Pioneer Tacos and Tequilas. Now, you got to pick a walk-up song. Would it be, What Does the Fox Say? Baby Shark, Peanut Butter Jelly, or I Will Always Love You?
All right, Ken, here is your question. Where on your ugly face would you find your glabella? Where on your face would you find the glabella?
I
I'm going to guess the tip of my nose.
I hope not.
Is that the thing underneath your nose on your lip right
That's
here?
The philtrum.
Okay.
That little divot under your nose before your lip, or as we call it, the snot reservoir. Because you're a runny nose, that way it insists it goes to your mouth.
Is it your earlobe?
It is not your earlobe. The glabella on your ugly face, that is the space between your eyebrows.
Oh.
For those of you that have two eyebrows, if you have a unibrow, you have what we call a glabella mustache.
When does an area get a name? Like, do we have a muscle that is the glabella that we can control?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't, but everything, every freaking thing has a name.
It does.
If you pointed something, like, there's a name for it. And while we're speaking of that, what are the prongs on a fork called?
Tines.
Got it.
T-I-N-E-S.
Nice job.
Knew that one.
Nice job. Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola.
Justin, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober, drive home.
All right.
Okay, Justin, what's your walk-up song? What does the fox say, baby shark, peanut butter jelly, or I will always love you?
What does the fox say?
I'm starting to like this.
Me too. That's going to be my thing.
I really didn't at the beginning of the show, but now I'm like, all right, man.
Yeah, what was that like? I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago, and that song was everywhere.
It was huge. By the way, Miles, just so you know, someone texted in regarding the meme you saw on the pregnant English teacher. Someone says, that's hilarious, because I'm about to be a long-term sub for an English teacher who's pregnant. There were three last year. English teachers put out. That's Remember it. That.
Yes.
All right, your question, what is the term for the day after tomorrow?
The day after tomorrow. I was going to say Saturday, but that's probably wrong.
Overmorrow. The day after tomorrow is overmorrow. Hmm. Use overmorrow. It in a sentence sometimes and then explain to them what you meant.
I'll be at the Huskies baseball game overmorrow.
Yeah, that'd be the proper use of it.
Yeah.
And then we'd all be like, God, Ted is such a snooty, pretentious D-bag.
Mm-hmm.
Can't just say Saturday.
These old D&D sessions are making a lot more sense.
See, there you go. All this crap you heard when you're younger, like, oh, that was actually a word. All right, let's get back to your ugly face. Where on your ugly face would you find your columella nasi? Columella nasi. I think nasi would be the biggest hint there.
You just said that was right against your nose. Let's go with a little divot on the side of your nostril. Say that again. A little divot on the side of your nostril. I'm going to give it to you. It is on your nose,
but it's actually the teeny tiny space between your nostrils.
Oh, right.
Because again, everything has a freaking name. The columella nasi. Right. That's what divides your nostrils.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room. Hello. Oh, sorry. Hello, Ryland. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola.
Ryan, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Ryan. Welcome to Big Dummy.
What's your walk-up tune going to be? What does the fox say? Baby shark, peanut butter jelly, or I will always love you?
I will always love you.
It's doing much better than I thought.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Ryland. Here is your question. Mitosis is the splitting of what? Mitosis.
Mitosis.
Or your tosis, but mitosis.
Mitosis. Huh. The splitting of atoms?
Splitting of cells. Oh, it also sounds like something Gollum would say if he was wearing flip-flops.
Mitosis. Cells. Mitosis it. Like mitosis.
Was Gollum just drunk?
I
when you break it down, he sounds like a lot of people I meet late night at a bar.
He was on meth and
Before meth was cool.
Yeah, that's right.
Coke and ketamine.
He was doing the fentanyl.
It was Toby.
He was on fentanyl, man.
Yeah, he was on a lot of stuff.
All right, your question, in what ocean would you find Madagascar?
The Atlantic Ocean?
Indian. The Indian Ocean.
All right, Ryland, let's go to the world of food. What type of lettuce is used for a traditional Caesar salad?
Romanian?
Just romaine.
Romaine. Yeah. Romanian. I like Romanian.
Romanian lettuce.
It's Romanian. Yeah. More of Big Dummy coming up. 206-803-ROCKS.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Your shot of tickets to see Linkin Park coming up at 420. We will give you the code word. I'll text that to 206-803-ROCK to see the show September 24th at Climate Pledge Arena. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Dwayne, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Cops would say I'm not sober.
Okay.
All right. What would you say?
I'd say I'm fine.
Yeah. just old Dwayne. All right, Dwayne, pick a walk-up song. What does the fox say, baby shark, peanut butter jelly, or I will always love you?
What does the fox say?
What does the fox say?
I hope someone does this.
I think foxes are for, like, I've never said that in my life. That is not what we're saying. All right, Dwayne, hoping your last name is Pipe. Here's your question. Crapulence is the feeling you get after doing too much of what? Crapulence.
Crapulence.
Mm-hmm.
And you hope I like what?
Crapulence is the feeling you get after doing too much of what?
Sit-ups. I don't know.
Throwing up? No. You're tracking. Crapulence.
Pooping.
Eating or drinking too much.
Oh, right. So that makes you puke or poop.
A sensation of crapulence has come over me after a Thanksgiving meal.
Gotta make room.
Yes, that is what we do. All right, your question. A small wire cage... called an agraph is used to hold what? A small wire cage called an agraph is used to hold what?
A bird?
Small wire cage.
Veal?
No, I Chum. Would say maybe two or three times a year does anyone really interact with an agraph. Maybe on New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's the thing over top the cork in your champagne.
That's the thing that holds the champagne cork in place, yes.
Tiny little cage.
Yeah, teeny tiny little cage. All right, your question. Who played the role of Batman in the 1995 film Batman Forever?
Mm-hmm. Can't really do it right now.
No.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with Val Kilmer on that one.
You got it. Nice job.
You got it right. Why do you think they couldn't do it? The suit would have to be bigger? No one would understand.
No,
what
he's just
saying.
Too old, man. He's too old to be believable as Batman. He could be Alfred.
Oh, damn. Wow. You're right. He actually could be.
Yeah.
Like, it should be like, all right, if you played Batman in a couple series, when we redo it again every 10 years like they do,
you
get the role of Alfred.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Somehow that seems partial, Mike. Well, he has medical issues. He's got throat. Like, he probably can't talk. Mike's like, no, man, he's just old as dirt.
Just make him Alfred.
I don't care about being sick, man. He's old.
Wipe Batman's ass.
Oh, damn. Alfred, I need you to wipe my ass. How long do you think it takes Batman to open his pants to pee? Because when you look at his outfit, there's not a lot of access, right?
No, there's not.
Yeah, it's kind of a cod piece on the front.
You think it's just like, Jesus Christ, yeah. I have to go
well,
so
just
bad.
Getting the utility belt on.
I think it's a full 10 minutes in the bathroom, full just trying minutes. To work it out, man. He has to stay on a lean diet so that he can't have coffee or nothing like that.
Right.
He can't have any
no diuretics.
No.
Nothing like that. You think he has a specialized bat toilet?
Bat toilet. I sit on my bat toilet. That's right. Part of the suit I'm allowed to pee in. I have a bat bidet built in.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Adam, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
Adam, welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, opening day, 1 week away. What will be your walk-up song? What does the fox say, Baby Shark, Peanut Butter Jelly, or I Will Always Love You?
Oh, Baby Shark.
You said that like we're stupid for asking.
They should have a contest where the fans get to vote on their favorite player's walk-up song.
Yeah!
Oh,
so
the
they
fans
don't get to
decide.
Pick it, we get to pick it.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. They don't
Everybody's
learn something about themselves.
All 6'5" of me, 300 pounds, shuffling up to the plate for that, so.
Hey, you could do it at softball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just bring a boombox, put it on.
T-ball.
Does your kid play T-ball?
Yes, sir.
Get him a walk-up song, man. I mean, why the hell not? All right, Adam, here is your question. What state's license plate reads first in flight?
North Carolina.
They got it.
Boom.
Hey,
one and done. One nice and job. Done. All right, hang on. Before we let you go, true or false question for you. True or false, there are more Puerto Ricans living in the continental United States than in Puerto Rico itself?
True.
More in just New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, New York,
New York
City
alone.
From the
Miami or anything else.
In the continental U.S., there's 5.9, and in Puerto Rico itself, 3.2.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously, like, but in the city of New York, there are more Puerto Ricans living there than in
Trust me,
Puerto
if
Rico.
You've ever been in New York, Puerto Ricans let you know.
Oh, they'll definitely let you know.
Yeah, it's a prideful group.
Hello, Nicholas. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Nicholas, sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Are you drinking a men's room IPA there, Nicholas?
I wish I was. I am in the Midwest, and I don't even think they have it out here.
What's a popular beer in the Midwest?
Bush Light.
Bush Light Tall Boys.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Where in the Midwest are you?
About 90 miles southwest of Chicago.
Okay. All right. Nicholas, pick a walk-up song. What does the fox say, Baby Shark, Peanut Butter Jelly, or I Will Always Love You?
I think we're going to go with I Will Always Love You.
And I will always love you.
What's your baseball allegiance in that area?
Cubs.
Cubs?
Yeah,
okay.
Cubs.
They're not doing too well, are they?
No, they're not.
Yeah,
spring training.
No, they're not.
No, they're in Japan.
All right, still preseason, so it's okay.
Well, no. The games in Japan count.
Right.
And then when they come back, they have more spring training games.
Yeah, so those games count, dude, right. And then they come back and have more spring training.
But I wouldn't put too much into the fact they're not doing well over there. You're in Japan. You're playing the Dodgers.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Nicholas, here's your question. The dish Devils on Horseback is typically served with figs, bacon, and cheese. But what do you replace the figs with to create angels on horseback? I prefer real angels.
Yeah, me too. Let's go with oranges.
Oranges.
Oyster.
Oyster. That is correct. Ooh. Equally delicious. Yeah. All right, multiple choice question for you. A cygnet is a baby what? Pigeon, owl, otter, or swan? A cygnet.
Cygnet, like F?
C-Y-G-N-E-T.
I don't know how to spell.
I didn't think it would be, but that's how you spell it.
What were the choices again?
It's either a baby pigeon, owl, otter, or swan.
Otter.
I'll say swan. It is, in fact, a baby swan.
Swan.
Stop looking at me, swan.
Right.
Swan.
Billy
all right.
Like soda.
You said swans like soda?
Billy likes soda.
It'd be Billy Madison. There's a whole thing with the swan.
Right,
that's
right,
what
right.
We're doing.
Okay.
Swan.
There you go, Ted. Thanks.
Oh, Mr. Penguin.
Oh, Mr. Penguin.
All right, Nicholas, your question. Queensland and North Territorial Aerial Services is better known by what airline? Queensland and Northern Territorial Aerial Services.
Ooh, aerial services.
British Airlines?
It's an airline.
British Airlines?
Oh, British Airlines.
Qantas.
Qantas.
I have not heard of that either.
They fly out of like Australia and New Zealand.
Okay, I haven't been there.
Oh, you gotta go, bro. I've heard.
Do you think it's weird to only call Melbourne, but you don't speak with an Australian accent?
I do feel weird saying it because I feel like you're trying to sound pretentious. But the thing is, if they call it Melbourne, then that's the way it's pronounced.
All right, I did it this weekend. Somebody called me out. It's like, oh, no, the race starts at 9. They're down in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And he was like, why are you only saying that word like that?
Because that's how they say
that's
it,
they
man.
Say it?
Yeah. If it's the name of a place or someone's name, then I'm going to say it. Well, one exception. I met a guy on the cruise. According to his girlfriend, his name is Dial, D-I-A-L. I later pieced together, it's Dale.
Dale.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, it's Dial.
But we kept calling him Dial.
It's not New Orleans.
Right.
It's Nolens.
Yeah. If you go there, it's Nolens.
Nolens.
If you're in Houston, it starts with the letter Y. Welcome to Houston.
Right? It's like in the toy, U.S. U.S.?
Yeah. All right, your question, Nicholas. What is an angle between 0 and 90 degrees called?
A right angle.
That's a cute angle.
Oh. Acute?
Acute.
That is acute.
It's a cute angle.
Oh, yeah. Look at it. It's a little cute one.
It's like the baby swan. It's a cute angle.
I cued in to 90 degrees and went with right. Yeah, between.
A right angle is just a 90-degree angle. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. All right. Multiple choice. Jimmy, James, Johnny, or Jerry? What was Jimi Hendrix's birth name?
Answers?
Jimmy, James, Johnny, or Jerry?
James.
You would think that.
Yeah, Jimmy. Look.
Johnny.
Johnny.
Johnny and Leon.
Johnny Allen Hendrix, yeah.
Okay. Nicholas, you're on question number six.
Question number six.
I'm getting there. What's the record?
Eight.
Eight.
Oh.
Yeah. Breathe that in. All right, your question. What country originated opera?
France.
I guess Italy.
Italy.
Yeah.
All right, question
seven. We're going to go up and sing for you.
Man, and I lived there for 2 years.
Oh, so the meal.
Wait a minute. You lived in Italy?
Yeah, Sicily.
Was opera popular?
I don't remember going there. I didn't go to any shows.
Did you ever eat horse?
No, but they had it. They had it at the panini stands. I was not really going to try that. I stayed with my chicken and cheese.
All right. That's one of the few places. Yeah. I mean, they got like grills and they're firing it up. I'm in.
Yeah. You go out drinking and then you come back to the stands all by the train station and they've got panini stands and they are just serving up like pasta or whatever you want, meat, horse, goat, chicken, beef. They grill it up and then they put french fries with it and everybody over there uses mayonnaise on everything. And it was like,
I can live horse and mayonnaise.
It's very Italian.
Yeah man. Fire grilled meats. Mm-hmm. French fries, mayonnaise. That sounds awesome.
All in a sandwich, kind of pick the fries out and then munch on a sandwich after you've been drinking for a while. Yeah.
I'm sold.
I just picture having a hangover in Italy, like, dude, I got to get some greasy horse, dude. Come on.
Yeah. I think I might try it now, but back then, this is 22 years ago, so.
All right. You've changed your opinion. Willing to eat a horse.
All right. Why not?
Here's your question. What did St. Patrick drive out of Ireland?
Of all the...
Ah, you got it right before being the biggest dummy. Nice job, Nicholas. Ooh.
Big W is the game, 206-803-ROCK.
That's why Ted loves that holiday.
I do, man. I hate snakes.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Hello, Ted. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Ted, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Sober.
Sober Ted. Said sober no one Ted. Ever.
Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, pick a walk-up song there, Ted. What does the fox say? Baby shark, peanut butter jelly, or I will always love you?
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
There you go. Peanut butter jelly. All right, Ted, here's your question. How many books are in the New Testament? It's the same number of amendments in the United States Constitution. Theoretically.
27.
One and done, Ted.
Nice one job. And done. All right, hang on before we let you go. True or false? If you own a guinea pig in Switzerland, it's illegal.
True.
No guinea pigs allowed. Huh?
No. You can't have only one. Oh. If you own a guinea pig in Switzerland, you must have two because... Guinea pigs get lonely if they're alone, so the law requires you to own at least two.
Oh, yeah. Big Dummy!
Hello, Erica. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys.
Hola. Erica, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I'm sober.
You're sober. All right. Well, welcome to Big Dummy, Erica.
Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to pick a walk-up song. What does the fox say? Baby shark, peanut butter jelly, or I will always love you?
You know, Ted makes an awesome point about, like, if I were to hit a homer and it flies out and that song plays, but that would never happen for me. So I'm just going to go with TV and Jess.
Peanut butter jelly time.
I'm going to say, you got a walk-up song in this fantasy world. You can crack a homer.
Nah, not me.
Even in your fantasy world, like, I am so bad that I can't even fantasize hitting a home run.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, like, yes. There's advertisements on baseball uniforms these days. I think the Mariners are wearing Nintendo.
That would make sense.
Yeah, I'm telling you, somebody's got to do Uncrustables.
yeah, I get you, but I played softball for 3 years, and it wasn't until, like, 8 years later I actually found out the rules of the game.
8 years later.
I got to ask, what rule did, like, what part of softball were you not doing correctly?
I just didn't know how you scored points. And
in softball? Like, you were on a softball team, but weren't sure exactly what you had to do to score points. This is what we're hearing.
Correct.
You had bad coaching.
I just went out there to play. And right? It's the coach's fault.
What did you think? When someone crossed home plate and they seemed very satisfied with themselves, why did you think they were happy?
Okay, so I know that scores a point, but I didn't know if runs score a point, you know?
Well, those are runs. That's what a run is when you cross the plate.
But if you get to first base...
That's not a run.
That's not a run. That's a base hit. That's just a base hit.
All right.
We're done here. We are done. If you spend 8 years watching this, like, I have no idea how we're winning.
Our new biggest dummy.
Erica, do you understand if somebody says they got to first base in a sexual situation?
They're not bragging.
Absolutely.
All right.
But that's a different ball game.
Hey-o.
Oh.
So let me ask you this. Somebody said, right, so we understand first, second, and third base as far as relations go. They can say I hit a home run. I mean, what if he hit a grand slam? Is that a menage a trois?
Ooh.
I mean, technically, that's still in my world. But that's a three run.
I think that means that you're doing everything all at once.
Everything all at once. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Erica. Here's your question. Crepuscular animals are active during what two parts of the day?
Morning and evening, or morning and night.
It'll be a little more specific.
Okay. like time of day? Like 2 to 5, like that kind of time of day?
Not that specific, but we kind of have nicknames for something you're kind of indicating. There's a Tarantino movie back in the day involving vampires where they kind of referred to this.
Oh, From Dusk Till Dawn. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yes, that's what you got. I just wanted to make sure, based on the fact that you spent 8 years playing a sport and had no idea how you were getting runs.
I understand.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. But how do you like that? One and done. Erica was one and done. That's a standard. Just letting everyone know.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 round.
Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Danny, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Nice. Are you drinking a men's room IPA, Danny?
No, I just ate a little edible like an hour ago.
All right.
Oh, it's about the time.
Are you babysitting, Danny?
I'm not babysitting, but I got the babies with me.
Okay. All right. Keeps you peaceful.
Pick a walk-up song. What does the fox say? Baby shark, peanut butter jelly, or I will always love you.
We're going to go with Baby Shark.
I like all these.
They're growing on me. All right, Danny. Here is your question. The Treaty of Ghent ended what U.S.-involved war?
The Treaty of Ghent.
Mm-hmm. Or perhaps Ghent. G-H-E-N-T.
Hang on.
There,
once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Was that Korea,
Vietnam?
Or the War of 1812?
1812.
Dang.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We were pretty involved in that one.
Yes.
A lot more involved, yeah. There was nobody from Asia even involved in 1812. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Some upon it, I forgot to ask Erica the follow-up question.
Yes, you did.
Since she was one and done. My bad, Erica. My bad. How do you score runs?
Erica has homework. She's got to figure out how to solve homework.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hey, Brian. Sober, not sober?
Not sober.
You smoking weed, Brian?
A little bit.
Ah, it sounds that way. All right, Brian, pick a walk-up song. What does the fox say? Baby shark, peanut butter jelly, or I'll always love you?
It's peanut butter jelly time.
There you go. Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
All right, Brian, here's your question. What year did iPhone debut on the market? It's the same year that Google bought YouTube, Ratatouille, and Transformers were released in a movie theater.
2001? No, that's way too much.
2007.
Hmm. Was 2007. Off by
2007. Okay.
All right, Brian. Your question. Vodka and coffee liqueur make what cocktail?
Drink around Christmas, isn't it?
What's that?
Is it
not specifically?
Drink
no.
In the holidays?
I mean, not specifically. Okay, people are probably more likely to drink it, I would think, during the holidays, just based on temperature. But no,
I can't think of the name right now.
I'll give you a hint. Yeah, comrade.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help me at all.
No. That's the best I can do.
Black Russian?
Black Russian.
What is it?
Black Russian.
Okay.
Yeah. Black Russian.
Not what I was thinking at all.
Hence, what's up, comrade?
That was close.
All right. Your question.
My comrade.
What's up, my comrade?
Yes, sir.
Man, all them comrades in the barbershop giving me grief. All right, your question. What divides the Pacific and North American tectonic plates? There's a rock movie name for this and one of the Grand Theft Auto franchises.
I don't play Grand Theft Auto.
Neither do I.
Is it the...
Named after a saint.
It is, in fact, named after a saint.
And I know zero saints. Except Drew Brees.
Drew,
Is that just San Andreas?
Drew Brees. Yeah, San Andreas' fault. I respect. I'm going to give you half credit on Drew Brees.
He hasn't been a saint for years.
Question four.
Question number four. What do the angles inside of a square add up to?
Ooh. 360?
That's what I'm thinking.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Well, he's got that, though.
Nice job.
They can get that.
We head to the ballpark with the head chef. Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up at 4:30. Some of the new offerings down at the ballpark at T-Mobile and around the country as we talk baseball. And we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.